Hey, since this is a Shabbos Mevarchim, known for Rosh Chodesh, a Shabbos Mevarchim for Thanksgiving, we'll discuss some of the halachas in Nogea to the Yontif, or to the holiday. Don't celebrate it. Okay, so let's get started. So we'll start with the discussion of whether Thanksgiving is a Chukos Akum or not. We'll start with the more Machmir Shittos, and then we'll make our way to the more Makel Shittos. So just to get a bit of a background, when it comes to Chukos Akum, so there's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. What is the definition of chukos akum? Machlokes to Nirma Nagra. According to the Rama, the definition of chukos akum is anything that emanates from avodah zarah and has no reason or has like pre-existing connotations. In quotes from Tshuva Ma'arik, he changes the Ma'arik a little bit, but essentially, according to the Rama, chukos akum, the prohibition is anything that starts from avodah zarah, has no reason, or has pre-existing connotations. Fine. Now, the Vilna Gaon there argues, the Vilna Gaon thinks that the definition of Chukos Akum is anything that started, came from Goyim, that doesn't have any reason of it. And according to the Gra, even if the Goyim came up with something that has, there's no real reason to it, so according to the Gra, it's going prohibited. So seemingly, according to the Gra, Thanksgiving is going to be a problem because there really isn't any, we'll discuss later, but seemingly, according to the Gra, Thanksgiving is going to be a problem. And according to the opinion of the Gra, it comes with a lot of chumras in terms of chukos akum. So, for example, we discussed in the past Mumkacher's opinion about tithes. Is tithes a problem of chukos akum? So, according to the Mumkacher Rebbe, he thought that tithes were a problem of chukos akum, issa deraisa. If Yeshiva Bacher would come up to him when they're wearing a tie, he wouldn't speak to them.
He wouldn't speak to anyone without a beard either.
That was his Sabbath Kedisha. Yeah, Sabbath Kedisha, his friend, Mumkacher's friend, Sabbath Kedisha. He's also very strict about chukos akum. He felt that his auster handshakes. That Jews didn't come up with this. Why does the person want to shake hands? Because the goyim came up with it. So there's no real reason to do handshakes. He felt giving handshakes was a problem of chukos akum.
Like a general idea, like what is it called, simtuta or simutah?
No, but that's anything.
If something is accepted as a culture to be a form of cutting a deal, then
that's fine. They're cutting a deal, but like the Chazon Ish also is on the handshake. He said, like, why should my hand just be hefker forever? Like Chazon Ish shows around off there, not they're not the handshakes.
No,
like,
but Haraya, that you know the handshake. Like I'm saying that. We use that in like modern application. I'm saying in regards to Haraya, it's like according to mainstream posting that it's modern. Like I'm saying, like, why go the extra mile and say that? No, Chukos Goyim.
No, they tell us Chukos Akum because Goyim came up with it. Why? What's the reason we're doing a handshake? Well, there really isn't any reason to do a handshake as a form of greeting. So Goyim came up with it. There doesn't seem to be any reason. So, like, it's all safe.
Can you repeat the question
again? Yeah, according to the Gra, anything that comes from the non-Jews that doesn't really have a reason to it is going to be a problem with Chukos Akum. If the Jews came up with it on their own, it's not going to be a problem with Chukos Akum.
You don't
want to
say that also?
Yeah. I mean, even according to the Gra, he doesn't, like, let's say, for example, like, I don't know, like the Goyim. What? Yeah, the Grog, they like the post, like I said, it's the Grog Shitaso, because according to the Vilna Gaon, it's Macholikus to Nirman, the Vilna Gaon, should he put flowers out on Shul, on Shavuos? So the Vilna Gaon got, now it's not so clear, the Vilna Gaon got rid of the problem of trees, he got rid of putting trees in Shuls. It's a completely different than flowers, but since the church did it, so the Vilna Gaon says the problem, we can't do it anymore. So the old Acharim like to say that their Ma and the Grog go according to their opinions, because according to their Ma, anything that emanates from the Avodah Zarah is a problem, but he thinks that, according to the Ma, the reason why we put flowers in the Shul is really because to mimic Har Sinai. So therefore, since there's a reason we do it, it's not a problem. According to the Gra, anything that emanates from non-Jewish customs, it's going to be a problem. So therefore, once going to start pulling out the stuff in the church, we can't do it either. That's the plan. That's my cloak is doing among the Gra. Okay, so where does that leave us in terms of Thanksgiving? So we discussed tithes, we discussed handshakes. Yeah, everything else under the sun is also a shadow of Chukos Akum. We'll discuss some other cases later. But in terms of Thanksgiving, so we'll start with the most machmir shittos first, then we'll make our way to the more makel opinion. So we'll start with probably the most extreme opinion on this, Avigdor Miller. So Avigdor Miller's opinion was that Thanksgiving is a problem of Ya'areg v'Yavor. To quote Avigdor Miller, when he wants to discover what Thanksgiving is about, you don't consult Gedolim, you consult Goyim, and he consulted three kosher encyclopedias, and they all said that Thanksgiving comes from the church. So once it comes from the church, it's a Avodah Zarah holiday, and we paskin that the Avodah Zarah is Ya'areg v'Yavor. So therefore, according to Avigdor Miller, if you celebrate Thanksgiving, better die than eat your turkey on Thanksgiving. That was Avigdor Miller's opinion.
To eat a turkey, that's how you're celebrating Thanksgiving.
I don't know. I guess we can discuss different forms of celebration. Yeah, but yeah, definitely eating turkey, but he felt that the Agba Yahweh is completely us. So that's definitely the most extreme. He definitely has the most extreme position.
Why? Because it's set up by the church?
Well, yeah, he said it comes from the church. It's a church holiday.
Is that true?
What?
Is that true, though?
So he, according to Vignal, he consulted the three kosher guys, and according to his three dictionaries, they all said it was a church holiday. Now, whatever that's true, and that's probably not true, because I think it came from
pilgrims. Okay, that doesn't help. The pilgrims are like super...
No, Puritans. Even Puritans, they're Puritans, but I'm saying they didn't establish it as a church holiday. I'm saying, meaning... All right. So, yeah, it's all not clear. I'm saying, whatever history we have, I don't know if we exactly know why. They established some day of things, whatever... Probably didn't have much to do.
No, but also the Indians were. It's like when they combined with the Indians, it could be like there's. Indians were also a part of Zara, so it could be that there's.
Okay, I don't know. Does anyone even know the history of Thanksgiving? Okay.
I don't know. I think it's unclear, like, to everyone. I don't think everyone knows exactly.
So, okay, so it's Pasha, Safak Darais Lachomer. There's no title here.
According to Britannica,
the time
that Thanksgiving started, Thomas knew when Canada regularly observed Thanksgiving, days of prayers, and some blessings as the same journeys to build their victories and our component harvest.
Yeah.
The Americans modeled their holiday at the 1621 harvest feast, shared between English colonists and the Wampanoag.
Okay, so according to that, it doesn't seem to be a church holiday, but...
Yeah, it's
also a question, like, Thanksgiving didn't become an official American holiday until, I think, Abraham Lincoln. So, it's not going to be an exact source. Anyway, leave it as it may. According to Victor Miller, Thanksgiving's Agbayavo, do not... He felt that it's completely awesome to celebrate. And that's extreme opinion number one. Other extreme opinions... about this. Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Hutner, he also felt that it was a problem with Chukos Akum, because he felt that Thanksgiving goes based off a secular calendar. By using a secular calendar, by definition, you're being molded to the Christian calendar, which goes based off the solar, right, goes based off the solar year. And he felt that any use of the solar calendar is a problem, and according to him, he felt it was also to change davening times on Sunday. Like he thought that if Shul to change davening times on Sunday is also awesome because you're acknowledging you're not acknowledging the fact that only Shabbos is Shabbos here. You're saying that there's other holidays, so he felt that was a problem. And in Chaim Berlin, yeshiva, they're very mad with that. Almost all yeshiva. And YU is a big controversy when they offend YU. Should they have yeshiva on Sunday or not? So they're machir that YU is a yeshiva. They're going to have...
down the street.
Yeah, they're going to have yeshiva on Sunday. Now, there's another institution which... not exactly so filled with. They did not have yeshiva on Sunday.
Yeshiva.
a certain yeshiva that does not have studies on Sunday. So it doesn't seem to necessarily, they didn't necessarily found this.
Does this tally on the Shaila by the Chacham Ovadia's versus the Tzitzelios by using Gerisha dates?
No. That Shiloh is whether it's better to say January 1st or 1-1.
Since this is a separate.
But can you repeat the packets again? It's a solar calendar emanating from the church.
Since it's not the Jewish calendar, right? By using a secular calendar, then by definition, in a certain sense.
Anything
might use
a secular calendar for it, too bad. Like
yeah.
Your birthday.
Right? He felt all of that. So, okay, if you have no choice, you have no choice, because, like, if the government tells you to do something on Sunday, fine, but, like, to start changing Jewish practices because of the second ground, he felt that celebrating Sunday, he felt that Sunday had to be contributed, like, Shabbos.
Can someone ask you, like, what day is it? Can you say, like, Tuesday, or you have to say, like, Yom Shlishi?
According to them? I don't know, I think Tuesday comes from Avodah Zarah, no?
I think the first half of the week comes from
Yeah, I think the first, yeah.
So, first half of you wouldn't
like, Sunday's like, from sun. Monday is from the moon. It's different about the stars.
So according to the Rebbe, you would be also to say, like, today's like Monday.
I know, probably not, because it's not. You're not mentioning the name of the Avodah Zarah, meaning. But why is it that you're allowed to name half the cities? Right? A lot of cities are named after Avodah Zarah. So how can you say the cities? Because the point, the word, they're not. It's not associated with Avodah Zarah anymore. So once it's like a corrupted form of the name, it's not a problem anymore.
That's what's the problem with thing too. Though. It's based on like.
No, you're celebrating a date based on a secular calendar date.
The dates, okay. The fact that it's based on what is it? Like, Thursday of
fourth
month,
Thursday, fourth yeah, Thursday fourth of Thursday month. Of the month of November. Oh, well, the month of November is not a Jewish idea. So therefore, he said
so
that.
Would he also ask her Black Friday? Meaning, Black Friday, you're hopping around a deal, but it's hooked on this day that you're getting the deal.
No, so first of all, we just remarked him in Yeshiva Gay Washington. They always have a big sign. It says, Black Friday, right? Hemratzim. Free learning all day, entire day, free. Best deal you can get. Pick if you want a good deal, get the Olam Haba. Much better deal than you can get at any of the stores. So that's their advertisement they have.
Discuss why it's called Black Friday.
Why is it called Black Friday?
It's the day that the world turns black. It's consumerism in Gashmias.
I don't think that's Pshat. I think Pshat is that they want to go from the black to the red. Or from the red to the black. They want to go from the red to the black. Yeah, no.
Wait, what about the Santal month of Rambam? We say that on the December.
That's because it goes off based off the equinox.
So, why is it we say
for some halachos, we go based off the solar calendar, but it doesn't go. I mean, that halacha is not going based off of the secular calendar. It's going based off the solar calendar. And it's complicated to get to December 6th because 60 days after the equinox is going to be November 20th or November 22nd. So how do we get to December 5th? So one year, the church decided to eliminate 15 days or so from 10 days or so from the calendar. 10.
No, they added 10
days. They got rid of... They skipped one year from October 5th to October 15th. So that indefinitely pushed off when we say the Santal Matar Bracha 10 days.
But going back to Black Friday, but Kuntur of Hutner, the Chari should be also to get a Black Friday deal because it's all totally on this day that the Nandris have established as.
No, we're not celebrating. That's not a celebration. It's like purchasing.
I'm celebrating saving $500.
No, I'm saying Ichbeis. According to me, you couldn't get a Memorial Day. You couldn't get any sale because everything's totally. Nowadays what they do is because there's so many days, so every single day. What? It's the companies compile calendars every single day. So tomorrow's Flower Day, and then the next day is Automobile Day. you have to have a special sale corresponding to a specific day. So like.
So how would a Putner be marketing it, sir? As opposed to saying that it's Yag Val Yavar.
No, so a Putner would agree. He doesn't think it's Yag Val Yavar. He just thinks it's. Putner just says it's not. It's not coming from a Jewish source. It's coming from a Christian. It's coming from a non-Jewish source, so if it's going to be a problem.
Is the issue that the calendar was originally from a Christian source, or just that it's secular? Because nowadays it seems like it's just a secular calendar.
No, it's secular. The fact that it's secular, it's not the Jewish calendar. I think that's how he felt that was the problem.
Good.
Okay, that's the opinion of Hutner. Who also is not a fan? Menashe Klein. He had a different problem with Thanksgiving. So the mission of Ozan Daf Kass is that if a non-Jew makes a yantif or makes a holiday, so you're not a Jew can't celebrate because the non-Jew is going to come to be moted to his avodah zarah. So Jews now have to cause a non-Jew to acknowledge the fact of his avodah zarah. So what's the problem when the Jews celebrate Thanksgiving? Well, he thought that Thanksgiving emanated from the non-Jews, and originally when the non-Jews came up with Thanksgiving, they're praising their idolatrous gods. So from when Jews celebrate Thanksgiving, in a certain sense, reminiscing of the non-Jews who praise their idolatrous gods, so therefore he felt that was a problem. So that was the reason why Thanksgiving is prohibited. And then lastly, the fourth also pretty extreme opinion about not celebrating Thanksgiving, the Badei HaShulchan, or Five HaKohen. So he thought Pshat and White also celebrate. So he thought not only is it also for Jews to celebrate Thanksgiving, his Mechadish, it's also for Goyim to celebrate Thanksgiving. So where does he get this question? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches says that's also for Goyt Mechadish Das. He can't make his own yantif. So he felt that Thanksgiving was considered to be as if the Goyim were making their own yantif. So therefore he felt that not only was it also for Jews to celebrate, he felt that we should tell the Goyim, I guess, Chabad should Chabad within the Seven Noah. He should advertise on their website that it's also to celebrate Thanksgiving. I don't know. It probably wasn't a shy, probably didn't even know about it. Wasn't.
It wasn't great.
When you said, create a yantif,
Yeah, so that's for sure. That's for sure. That's what it is. According to the Rambam, almost all the other. According to all the other Rishonim, it's not necessarily a problem because the way a lot of the Rishonim point out, it's only also for Goit to create a yantif when he's doing it as an actual yantif. And they're just stam, whatever. Sundays, it doesn't seem to be right. That's how all the posts don't think this is correct. So they argued with this opinion of Five O'Cohen. So Pashas is not a problem of Mechadish Das. Okay, now also in terms, I'll just also mention this. We discussed in the past Menashe Klein's opinion about Chinese food. Have you mentioned this? So Menashe Klein, so he felt that any foreign food he felt that there's three isurim. He felt that there's three Torah prohibitions whenever someone eats Chinese food, any other foreign food. What? This is quite a chumah. If you're looking for new chumahs, so he felt that it was a problem of chukas akum. That's problem number one, because it. And then he felt that was a problem of losachanim. Right, the Gemara says you're not allowed to give a compliment to a goy. So if you're not allowed to give a compliment to the goy, so what's a great compliment than eating his food? So if Nasha Klein felt that was a problem, and then he had a third issue about some of the voters are related. He felt that was asir to. So according to that, according to Nasha Klein, so it seems to be asir. If you eat your turkey or cranberry sauce, you might be violating all sorts of other prohibitions, because it doesn't seem that's a Jewish food, but. This opinion of Nasha Klein has been rejected by everyone, because if you know anyone who ever eats any foreign food, Nasha Klein had a lot of food chumras, which have been widely rejected by people. Like, he felt that like the apostle ate a smorgasbord. It's like instead of eating, says that like a rabbi eats a smorgasbord, you can't. He's supposed to be your aid condition, so. That'd be a problem, because that means almost all the weddings done by Rabbi Marwai would be possible according to him.
I have to see what
Rabbi
Shester
says.
What's
the first problem to
what?
Like,
he thinks that's Ram Chukos Akum.
Okay.
And then he thinks it's Ram Lostakhan, we can't give a compliment to a guy. And then he had some third problem, but this seems to be widely rejected by.
We should.
What?
Should ask about
this? He's going to think it's ridiculous. I mean, it's the most ridiculous truth.
See
what
his reaction
is. He would not be happy.
Anyway,
fine. So that's in terms of the Machmirim. So the question is, who are the Mekilim? So most of the posts really were Mekil about this. They felt that Thanksgiving was not necessarily a problem. Moshe Feinstein has four tshuvas about it. Not true. He has three tshuvas. He has a different tshuva about making, can you have a wedding on Thanksgiving? So he says ideally, like, you should try not to.
Yeah,
make.
But he put that at the same level as Sunday.
He says New Year's. He says, like, if you're bound that fish, you want to make.
Thanksgiving and
New Year's.
Sunday.
New Year's.
Sunday also, Sunday.
Yeah, he says.
It was originally a church day.
Right? Yeah, so whatever. Well, most of them is macro. Okay, anyway, so Moshe, first tshuva, he said that it's prohibited to celebrate Thanksgiving. The next tshuva, he really says, what is it? And the third tshuva, someone's like, okay, what's your real opinion? Do you think it's permitted or prohibited? So in the third tshuva, he clarified the fact that it seems that, like, Moshe Feinstein's opinion was, like, yeah, best to not celebrate it, but, like, you couldn't say it's technically awesome because it's not a real problem. He didn't think it was a real problem. In the tshuva, he addresses, Rav Victor Miller apparently called up Moshe Feinstein. And Rebecca Miller was really upset that Moshe Feinstein permitted celebrating Thanksgiving. He's like, it doesn't make any sense. He's like, I can pay out for it. Can you tell me it's permitted to? So Moshe Feinstein says, yeah, and like, I know this opinion that says that Thanksgiving is Yahya Gaviavor. He says, like, yeah, it doesn't make, he learned the sugya, like, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I'm not sure how Thanksgiving is Yahya Gaviavor. Like, it doesn't make sense. He felt it didn't make sense without a lockman. He was like, he was really not. Yeah, so apparently Rebecca Miller and Moshe Feinstein all back and forth on the phone about this, but Moshe Feinstein wasn't so into it. So yeah, Moshe Feinstein permitted Thanksgiving. Yeah, Gudda. That Gudda still has their convention. They've always had their convention.
No, this year it's the week after Thanksgiving.
It's the week after Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So in years past, Gudda always had the convention on Thanksgiving, and they used to serve turkey. In the times of early as a silver, they used to serve turkey on Thanksgiving. So now, what about the good convention nowadays? So I asked for Lobianska whether they still serve turkey at that. So he said, like, they have turkey, but it's not like they. Like, it used to be like it was like Schmitz turkey. Now it's like chicken. Like, they also have turkey, but it's not like they're advertising turkey as the way they used to.
What? So all these Mekilim are also assuming that you're not watching the game during the Suda. I mean, if someone's watching the game, then it becomes a motion of late and then miss.
Oh, no, yeah, so Rebelski is doing enough to parade, right? They have a big Thanksgiving Macy's Day parade or whatever.
Yeah, Macy's
parade. So he said, like you shouldn't take your children to the parade, but like he said, like, if a person with children really, really want to go, he said, like, you don't have to
hold back.
Yeah, hold back. Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, so Moshe Feinstein's lean. Apparently, Rosavichik.
He used to have turkey on Thanksgiving. Willie said one time that sometimes he had turkey, but not always.
Some years.
Some years he doesn't.
Yeah, Moshe Feinstein says that like, you shouldn't make it yantam, meaning like it shouldn't be like a kfiyah. So it's not like this is like what? No, I'm saying like okay, like I'm saying if a person misses every once a couple of years, like it's not like the big deal. Like it's not like a person's like mechuyev, like a person's mechuyev, like has to be mekayim. Yeah, I think that used to be the old minhag. I think used to be like you have the turkey Friday night, not Thursday or for Shabbos instead of on Thank God. That used to be the old.
Isn't there a chumrah of salvechik not to eat meat starting Thursday, including Thursday night? I'm pretty sure.
I never heard of that.
Things you have dinner very early, so
before and
Thursday night.
I don't know. Yeah, so Saturday chick was meekle. But yeah, it seems most of the American. It seems it's more like the postkin were not necessarily more of the American postkin were okay with it. The more European, the more like in Israel, you have the postkin discuss it like that. So like they don't necessarily understand the. Messias, so it's hard to bring a riot from them, per se. Anyway, okay, any questions about Thanksgiving? Else we could just discuss turkey for a few minutes.
Turkey and also TVs,
maybe. TVs.
No, because people might want to watch the game on Thanksgiving, we have to discuss that.
Okay.
Drinking during the Seder.
Drinking
Oh, yeah, also we can discuss the Nafkamina, right, this year. So someone we discussed in weeks past about Tachton on Thanksgiving.
Right,
so apparently this year Thanksgiving is on Rosh Chodesh, right? So everyone agrees. So is there a naftamino of Thanksgiving being on Rosh Chodesh?
No, by the Suda Taka it might be. If you have a Rosh Chodesh Suda, every year every Rosh Chodesh you have a Rosh Chodesh Suda.
Yeah.
Well, that mater turkey according to Rabbi.
Yeah. So someone told me they got the Shiloh on 4th of July when 4th of July was on, July 4th was on Rosh Chodesh. So this guy's like very macro not to celebrate July 4th. Like, okay, July 4th is like bad thing. Like July 4th has nothing to do with the church. Right? So this guy's very macro not to celebrate July 4th, but he's like macro time. Have a special meal at Rosh Chodesh. So what should he do in Rosh Chodesh on July 4th? So they're also it's okay. Like you're not celebrating. You're not like creating a chalois gentif by having your special Rosh Chodesh meal on July 4th. So probably the same thing would be true when it comes to. When it comes to Thanksgiving, Rosh Chodesh. So, no, so the Chaps in the afternoon, I told
Chaps in the Rosh Chodesh do that at night? Because, like, maybe the Hebrew day is like starts at night, but Thanksgiving starts during the day.
No, it doesn't make a difference this year because it's Thursday, Friday is the.
You'll be Yotzeh. No, so the Nafka Mina is if a woman has to go to the mikvah, if a woman's going to the mikvah that night, so generally the minog is that woman. Does not eat meat the night she goes to the mikvah unless there's a mitzvah to eat meat, such as it's for Shabbos, Yom Tov, Shchosh, whatever she's allowed to eat meat. So Nafka Mina would be this year that if a woman's going to the mikvah Thursday night, then she can eat her Thanksgiving suda. She can have turkey. She can have turkey this year. Instead of, what? Yeah, so that would be the Nafka Mina of Thanksgiving, yeah. So that would be the Nafka Mina of Thanksgiving being on the Shchosh.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Then I guess also to say halal. There's a certain synagogue that
says halal,
but they have their own like version of halal.
Oh yeah,
their own version.
Yeah, say very pukum. Yeah, I don't know. Like
they just take
random
other
It's like
weird.
I don't know. It's not. It's the same word. If you say brachal if it whatever, that's definitely a problem. But I don't know. I'm not holding the mitzvahs.
Should we dafka have kavanah not to include the?
It's probably halal and Rosh Chodesh. No, it's fine. It's like halal for Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. What?
Well, it's
either
they have me,
it'll see,
now
you
have me stuck in the
moon,
so
you have to
say
halal
this year.
I mean, this year it's going to happen. This year.
Oh, you're right, this year.
Well,
and next year.
Yeah. So, let's go out. So don't, you shouldn't be dabbing there. Like,
it's funny.
Yeah, it's not.
Can we discuss what happened?
Yeah, if a show is following something that has no basis in halacha, it's one thing, like in the Chassidish Shtibel, like they're not saying Tachton because it's like some random yard sale. It's another thing with like Mamish, like you're starting adding stuff to davening, which is not. Like, you know, one time in the show, I wasn't so happy about this. Like, they started singing Hatikva at the end of davening. Like, what? Like, that. Like, I'm not sure how that made it to the end of the game. Like, I felt like that was very inappropriate because, like, Hatikva has zero mention of Garrett. I think that's his own controversy where he should be saying or not saying it, but it definitely has nothing to do with Tefillah. Like, it just, like, okay, so, like, something like that, yeah, walk out. Like, don't participate, though, like. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, fine. No, but maybe we should discuss if someone decides to turn on the game Thanksgiving too. What should you do?
So someone told me a few weeks ago, All right. Anyone listening while you tell this does not reflect my personal sheet. Just don't get this year banned or taken down. So let's discuss this for a few minutes. There's a machlokes between the Vayan David, who's a Satmar Dayan in... Vayan David, who was a Satmar Dayan in Antwerp. And the Sharga Meir is a Satmar, who was the Vision Sir Dayan in London, versus a Sternbach, about whether smashing TV is a good idea or a bad idea. So,
let's preface with Rabbi Victor Miller's sheet about TVs.
Rabbi Victor Miller, his opinion was, someone asked him whether, should you chuck the TV out the window from the top floor of the apartment, or should you carry it down the stairs? So he said, don't even wait carrying down the stairs. Just look out the window, make sure no one's there. Just, you don't even have any house an extra second. I was talking to someone in the Heights. They said that they're super or whatever. There's some problem with the air conditioning. So he was expecting him to like take it downstairs, but no, he's like looked outside, sees no one's coming, he just chucks out.
Let's just say you had a guy in your living room.
Yeah.
He just wouldn't shut up. So what would you do? Take a brick and throw it at him. Maybe that'll get him to shut up. So Rabbi Victor Miller says it's the same thing by a TV. Take your brick and you throw it at it.
Yeah, so that's ridiculous.
How did we get here? We're discussing watching TVs during the Suda. Alright, can you please continue?
Anyway, so Dove and Shagin Meir, so they both said you have to smash the TV because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if someone's trying to kill someone physically, so you're allowed to destroy someone else's property to save their physical lives. So they say, Kal v'chomer, you're allowed to destroy someone's physical property to save their spiritual lives. So for instance, sometimes they brought a raya, wanted to bring a raya from Avram Avinu. The Chazal say that Avram Avinu smashed all the Avodah Zarah of his father Terach. So, not exactly sure they got the comparison between TV and the Avodah Zarah, but they wanted to make the comparison. The same Avram Avinu smashed the Avodah Zarah, so if it's a good idea to smash televisions. Sorry if you're not under a comparison, I'm not exactly sure how TV is a form of Avodah Zarah, but... But anyway, Rav Sternbach was not a fan. Rav Sternbach dealt with the case of a guy who smashed his... a guy took a baseball bat, smashed his parents' TV, and they wanted to know if he had to pay for it. And Rav Sternbach said that, he's obligated to pay. It's completely awesome for him to... It was completely awesome for him to break the TV.
No, I thought Rav Sternbach said it was a good thing he broke the TV.
He said it was a little too. You can't just go breaking. Rav Sternbach wasn't into it. Yeah, so that was Rav Sternbach's opinion.
Let's discuss the school owner of his Chumrah then.
So is there a chiyuv to burn? Skolan Rebbe had a chumrah, at least one TV of beer chametz. Very minimal. You can't burn chametz without one. So, try to observe an iPhone counts. Is that a Q or not? So I don't know. I don't know what the minhag is currently in Skolan.
I don't know
what's
gonna be worse than
TV.
What? I don't know what's gonna be worse than TV. Yeah.
I don't know, probably depends on, it might be, I don't know, there's a yeshiva, where's the yeshiva there, the fish tank?
In South Falsburg.
Yeah, there's a fish tank yeshiva that they have a fish tank outside the basement, dish. It's full of cell phones.
The iPhone gets thrown in
with the fish.
Like Lakewood, like there's a lake and like they like throw like their iPhones or something, like at the bottom of the lake or something, there's like a bunch of iPhones or something.
It could be.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Somewhere. Yeah, maybe.
They're probably also in Uma.
Or, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, so I'm not sure how we got here.
Maybe we should get back to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, back to... let's just discuss turkey for a few minutes. So whether is it okay the rest of the year to eat turkey, so is it... So it's a shayla. So you remind your day in Simpei Bay's Paskins that in order to eat a kosher bird, it has to have a mesora. So the problem is, do we have a kosher mesora? Do we have a valid mesora or not for turkey? So that's the question the post can grapple with. So there's different approaches. So the most extreme opinion, which doesn't make any sense, is that I think there's a chuv of Bermaim or something like that. So he says, he thinks that we have that we have mesora all the way back to Moshe Mitzrayim, that turkey is a kosher bird. And that it comes from India. We have a mesora all the way back to Sinai. That's a kosher bird. Okay, so that seems to be a little bit difficult because I think turkey was
discovered
in America. No, so the problem is all the poskim assumed that turkey, right? They called. Well, how's it turkey called in Hebrew? Tarnagol Todu, right? So they assume that turkey was discovered in India. So Tziv posits that he thinks that turkey, you can rely on the, since Jews have been eating it for hundreds of years, you can rely on that Messiah that Jews have been eating it for hundreds of years. And that Messiah is valid. Again, it's not so clear because like, they assume the Indian Jews have been eating it for hundreds of years, but it's not really true because like,
no,
Indian
but
Jews.
It was in the 1800s. You know? I'm saying by that point, Jews were eating it for 200 years.
Yeah, so that might be, but they're assuming that Indian Jews were eating it for longer. So it's not, I mean, someone like the Otsi Yisrael wants to say that Pshat is that when did Columbus discover America? In 1492. Now, when did our Amar write his commentary on Shulchan Aruch? 15 something, whatever. So the minhag to eat turkey came about before the Ramah wrote his comment on Yerodeah, so therefore we don't have to be machmir for the Ramah, because like turkey was in existence before. But this seems to be very difficult for a few reasons, because A, who says that Jews were discovered?
There's some Shitas that want to say that Columbus was.
Okay, I don't know. So, okay, whatever. What?
Or that there were people.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. I'm saying before the Ramah, it's not like the opinion didn't exist before the Ramah. I'm saying the Ramah was just codifying the Ashkenazi minhag for hundreds of years. So I'm saying it's a little bit of a difficult. And I mean, obviously, like the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah's not correct. He thinks we don't pass like the Ramah. We assume that we don't really need a Masorah for kosher breads.
Yeah.
Yakov Kamiaska is the
shtah. So why do they serve turkey in the.
It's a chumrah. I'm saying all you give kashas, Satmar gives kashas to turkey. They don't think it's so. No, so that's never cool. Is that Ruga Sabosim. So he has a tshuva, he thinks that, why do we need to have a Masorah? So he thinks the real purpose of Masorah is to prove that a bird is not a doe race, which most Yishom assume means to be a predator bird. So Aruga Sabosim Paskins, if you just let the bird, if you watch the bird's behavior for a year, for 12 months, and you see that the bird isn't a predator bird, so then like, you have a chazak of the bird's not a predator bird, and therefore it's going to be okay. So that's the cool of that Aruga Sabosim. All birds. He thought that for any bird that you could just observe it. The post can discuss all sorts of. It's also it gets complicated because like it's not even clear what birds the post can discussing because like there's like the Cornish hen they're discussing this bird and whatever. So it's like we have chews about turkey. But it's not even clear whether they're discussing the turkey, discussing some other chicken bird, whatever. So it's like the whole mitzvah seems to be a little unclear. But anyway, to make a long story short, almost everyone thinks that turkey is okay. For various reasons. Again, there are those who are machmir not to turkey because we have no Masorah, but that's definitely not the minhag of most people in Klai, so I wouldn't have any qualms about eating turkey.
Going back to what we were discussing earlier, there is a minhag among some Yidin that the Shabbos after Thanksgiving, like they have turkey then. How's that any better? According to the opinions that prohibit having turkey, you're having it because it's Thanksgiving.
You're having it because it was on sale. Having it because of
no,
turkey.
They say, but they're saying, no, we had it because of.
Yeah, whatever. I'm saying, not celebrating the day. Look, Pashas is not a problem.
I'm saying, if you, according to the sheets, that is a problem, would that be a problem?
Yeah, okay, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Arugat Habosim.
Chasidish. Yeah, it's a big Chasidish Apostolic. Yeah. Okay, any last Thanksgiving titles? What?
Parade.
Wait, Rebelski wasn't into it, but he said, like, you have little children, you go and complain, like, you don't have to make a fuss about it.
What are the ways of when we say stomach dancing, what does that mean? Like,
what does that mean?
Playing football like that?
Nah, or? That's fine. That's healthy. That's not. No, what means sub? What?
Eating cranberry sauce?
Yeah, also, yeah, some Puskin make this point. It's like one thing to have, like, turkey, it's another thing to, like, be you say every single sheet about, yeah, you have to have the turkey with the smell of cranberry sauce and, like, the smell of pumpkin, like, you know, all the,
I heard that some people they have at their sudo, what they do is they have, they go around the table and everyone says something that they're thankful about. Would this be,
the people, like, make it a sudo, like, they have to, like, borrow stuff from, like, the Pesach Seder to, like, okay, like, you know.
Bad to call it a sudo?
I mean, look, this is a short issue, you don't be outside, blah, 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 but I'm saying, no, whatever, like, eat dinner, like, you don't have to make it, you don't have to make it a,
all the family comes.
Yeah, okay, fine. So, no, it's okay.
Make a
seal,
and then you can have
it. Yeah, I'm saying it's fine. Look, it's not. Most of the posts, like, it's fine. Like, as long as you're, like, having a normal dinner or whatever, you don't want to, like, start making your own, whatever. You're making, like, whole sorts of halachas.
We should make turkey.
You want to make your kiddush and hineni mizachumim. Yeah, like, you get into the whole. No, you shouldn't, though. Like, whatever, as long as you're, like, behaving normally. Like, you don't.
Just saying hineni mizachumim in general.
All right, that's a whole separate discussion. All right, what we should do about it. I'm saying, like, you have to be, like, in any mekayim mitzvah, the whole dose, like, whatever. You have to. Yeah, all right, look, let's just celebrate. All right, fine. As long as you're not going too far. Well, yeah, taking things too far is definitely okay. Again, obviously, it means different things with different people, but. Yeah.
Why do you get flack for, like, not having a shoe that day?
Oh, I'm sure they have.
Like, that seems even more.
Yeah, almost all they have yeshivas. They're makpid to have yeshiva on Thanksgiving.
Extra seder.
Like, they have, they make sure that they have yeshiva on Thanksgiving, and they make sure they have yeshiva on,
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, no, I'm going to put this, this is not the first time anyone's going to have against YU. It is what it is. Okay, any last questions? Okay, so I guess everyone should have a good Rosh Chodesh this year.